Welcome to this Europe à la carte travel podcast, which is being recorded on the island of Malta in the Mediterranean. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. I was due to be on Malta for 1 week from the 17th to the 24th of May 2011. We flew out from Edinburgh on the budget airline Ryanair. Now, we did have some inkling that there could be ash cloud problems on the evening of Monday the 23rd of May. I did check the Ryanair website just before we went to bed to check everything was still okay, and Ryanair was saying flights were running as normal. I had to go to bed fairly early because we were getting up the next day to get to the airport. So I woke up during the night to check what time it was. It was around 4 a.m. Looked at my mobile and saw that there was a text message from Ryanair saying that our flight to Edinburgh the next morning had been cancelled due to ash cloud. So I thought the best course of action was to try to rebook our flight for the next available flight. Aware that there would only be so many seats available, I thought I'd better come over to get online at the hotel Wi-Fi. Our hotel in Malta, the Sarita, only has Wi-Fi in the lobby. So I came over to the lobby, got onto the Ryanair site, and yes, I was able to book two seats for us, free of charge because of the cancellation, on the next Ryanair flight to Edinburgh 2 days later, on Thursday the 26th of May. Now, it did say I should receive an email confirming the rebooking, which I didn't receive. However, as we had to go to Malta Airport that morning, the 24th, to drop off our hire car, I thought I'd check this out and also get our new boarding passes reprinted at the Ryanair desk at Malta Airport. It does say on the Ryanair website that if you have to rebook your flight due to cancellation, that they will waive the normal £40, €40 fee for printing your boarding pass. So we queued for a while at the service air desk at Malta Airport, who is the agent for Ryanair. I explained the situation to the desk clerk and she refused to print the boarding passes for us. She said I'd have to ask our hotel or pay to get it done at some office. So fortunately, our hotel have kindly reprinted our boarding passes. So at least we don't have to queue up for that, maybe end up missing the flight on Thursday because the queue is so long. Now, the problem is that because we've had to stay for 2 more days, obviously we had to stay somewhere and eat. Now, under the EC regulation 2C1/2004, when your flight is cancelled due to extreme weather conditions, the airline you're flying with doesn't have to give you any monetary compensation, but they do have a duty of care to arrange accommodation for you when the delay is going to be more than a day, which in our case it was 2 days, and to provide meals for you. Now, if they weren't even willing to reprint a boarding pass, do you think it was possible that they would rebook and pay for hotels? So now I've had to pay €128 to stay in a hotel for another 2 nights, and it will be €25 for the airport transfer since we'll have to take back our car hire. So as soon as I get back, I will be photocopying the receipts for our expenses, which I have tried to keep very reasonable, just staying on in the same hotel, on half board, just a snack, lunch, whatever. So I do hope that Ryanair will live up to their legal obligation under this EU regulation. But it's a bit of a worry when you're abroad and you could be stranded for a while, but you're going to have to pay these expenses and wait for them to be refunded. So I do hope it works out. I hope there's no ash cloud delays tomorrow, and I'll keep you updated on the blog as to what happens with trying to get the reimbursement of our expenses. So although staying another 2 days in Malta is not exactly a disaster, it is a bit inconvenient trying to work in a hotel lobby with your net balanced on your knee and the music playing in the background, but I've tried my best and I hope that everybody else manages to get back safely and get all their expenses refunded by their airline. Do join us soon on the next Europe à la carte podcast. You can find our blog online at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Goodbye.